All right, so today we're going to dive into something a little different.
Okay.
We're ditching the spreadsheets and
Yeah.
the 5-year forecasts because, let's be honest, how often do those really pan out?
It's true. I mean, business spent a long time pretending that you could just like predict the future.
Right.
Like it's something you could just order up.
Exactly. And the reality is, uncertainty is kind of a constant.
Yeah.
So we're exploring two approaches that kind of flip that script and say, hey, let's not fear uncertainty, let's embrace it.
Exactly.
And those two things that we're going to be talking about today are lean startup and effectuation.
Yeah.
And don't worry, you don't need to be a tech whiz to find some value in these strategies.
No, and what's so fascinating about them is they both come from the same place of like acknowledging that uncertainty. And then rather than trying to control the future, it's like, how can we shape it? Like, how can we work with that?
Okay, so picture this.
Yeah.
You're fired up. You've got a killer business idea. Maybe it's an app that helps you find the best tacos in town or a service that organizes your sock drawer.
Okay.
You spend months, maybe even years, crafting this perfect business plan.
And then you realize nobody wants to organize their sock drawer.
Right, or all of a sudden your taco finding app looks a lot like the five other ones that just popped up.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
But what if instead of all that upfront planning, you could test your ideas quickly, cheaply,
Yeah.
in the real world and see what sticks?
Exactly.
That's kind of where a lean startup comes in.
All right. It's like a science experiment for your business.
Okay.
So you start with what you call a hypothesis.
Right.
It's just an
Yeah.
educated guess about what your customers might want.
Right.
And then you design these small,
Okay.
manageable experiments to test that hypothesis.
So for our sock drawer entrepreneur, are they testing out different versions of a website?
Exactly. Like
Okay.
one version emphasizes the time-saving benefits of having all these organized socks.
Okay.
And another one talks about the stress-reducing benefits of having this perfectly organized sock drawer and which one makes more people click sign up.
Right.
That's lean startup in action.
Okay.
You're testing, learning, adapting as you go.
So you're dipping your toes in the pool before you do the cannonball.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You're not just jumping in head first.
But even for me, like, I can see how coming up with those initial hypotheses, like, that
Yeah.
can sometimes be the tricky part.
Well, and that's where effectuation takes a really intriguing turn.
Okay.
Because instead of predicting the future, it says, okay, let's take stock of what we have right now.
Okay.
What resources do we have, and how can we build from there?
So it's really embracing that bird in hand principle.
Exactly.
Okay.
Instead of looking at everything you don't have, you look at what are my skills?
Yeah, what are my existing skills?
It's
That's my
the
network.
one,
Do I
yeah.
have that old sewing machine in the attic?
Yes,
It's
exactly.
really about transforming those limitations into opportunities.
Yes. And so rather than asking, what's the biggest market I can target?
Yeah.
You start by asking yourself, what can I create with what I already have? And who can I bring on board to help me make it even better?
And that's where things I think get really interesting
Yeah.
because effectuation really emphasizes this idea of stakeholder commitment.
Absolutely.
It's almost like you're building a crazy quilt.
Yes.
You're bringing together the talents, the resources, even just the passion,
It's like a team effort from the very beginning.
right, of your early employees, your suppliers, and then eventually, of course, your first customers.
Because who better to
Yeah.
help shape what you're building than the people who are already bought into the vision,
Right.
even in those very early stages?
And sometimes it's those unexpected partnerships that can lead to those breakthrough moments.
Absolutely.
And I think a perfect example of that is Richard Branson and the story of Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, that's effectuation in action.
So picture this, it's the early 80s, and Richard Branson is just a guy
Oh, yeah.
trying to get to the British Virgin Islands.
Okay.
Pretty relatable, right?
Yeah.
Except his flight gets canceled.
Right.
Now, most of us would probably just grumble and find another flight.
Yeah, book another one.
But not Branson. He sees this problem, a missed connection,
Right.
and instead of just accepting it, he thinks, why not just charter my own plane?
I love it.
But here's the thing,
Okay.
he didn't actually have a plane.
Oh.
So this is where that bird in hand principle comes in.
Okay.
Branson, ever the charmer, convinces Boeing to lease him a plane.
Wow.
Basically says, hey, if this whole airline thing doesn't work out, you get a perfectly good plane back.
Right.
No sweat.
It's brilliant, just that audacity
Yeah.
to ask.
Yeah.
But then also that practicality.
Right.
Here's how we can make this work.
Exactly. He started with what he had,
Yeah.
which at that point was an idea and some serious persuasion
Yeah,
skills.
exactly.
And he built from there and created this win-win scenario
Absolutely.
for everybody involved.
It proves that effectuation isn't about having all the answers up front.
Right.
Or waiting for the perfect moment or the perfect conditions.
Right.
It's about taking action.
Right.
And being open to those opportunities.
Starting small.
Exactly.
And being willing to pivot.
And Virgin Atlantic had its fair share of turbulence.
Oh, I'm sure.
Along the way.
Yeah.
But it was that flexible, stakeholder-driven approach.
Right.
That allowed Branson to adapt.
Okay.
Build those partnerships and ultimately create one of the most iconic airline brands in the world.
Okay. So that's launching a global airline.
Right.
Not everybody is doing that.
That's true.
So how does this whole bird in hand principle translate to something a little bit smaller scale?
Right.
Something a little bit closer to home.
So to answer that, let's talk about Paul Graham.
Okay.
The guy behind Y Combinator.
Okay.
This renowned startup accelerator.
So Paul Graham, the guy who hears pitches about flying cars and self-folding laundry.
Pretty much, yeah.
He had to figure all this stuff out, too.
Oh, yeah. Even the most successful entrepreneurs started somewhere.
Okay.
And Graham's initial vision for his company, VIAWeb, was a little ahead of its time.
Okay. I got to ask, what was it?
He wanted to build online platforms for art galleries. Now, keep in mind, this is like the mid-90s.
Right.
The internet was still pretty new.
I could see how that maybe didn't take off right away.
Yeah, it wasn't quite there yet.
So what did he do? Just give up on the whole internet thing?
No, not at all. And that's the beauty of this, is like combining the lean startup with effectuation.
Okay.
He realized, okay, maybe this vision wasn't panning out.
Right.
Which is like that lean startup piece.
Okay.
But he didn't have to scrap everything.
Okay, the bird in hand.
He had built this software.
Okay.
And instead of just throwing it away, he stepped back and he said, what else can this do?
Okay.
That, my friends, effectuation in a nutshell.
I like it.
He asked himself, what else can this do?
Okay.
And he identified a different problem.
Yeah.
A different market that was just starting to emerge.
What's that?
Online stores.
Okay.
E-commerce.
So instead of building the software for art galleries to showcase their art, he pivoted to helping anybody build an online store.
Exactly.
That's a pretty big shift.
It was.
Wow.
And that's what I mean about this flexible, opportunity-driven mindset.
Okay.
Because that can be just as valuable as that killer product idea.
Right.
He had the data he was using, Lean Startup.
Okay.
He realized, okay, this isn't quite working.
Right.
But he had that resourcefulness.
Right.
That adaptability of effectuation.
Right.
And he transformed a potential failure into just a phenomenal success.
Wow. Yeah. And that's incredible. VIAWeb, as I'm sure a lot of people listening know, became such a core part of e-commerce when Yahoo bought it. And it's amazing to think something as massive as online shopping as we know it came from this approach.
Right.
Of embracing uncertainty and using what you've got.
Absolutely. And I think it's a really good reminder that success is rarely linear.
Right.
It's not this straight line that you can just project out.
Right.
It's about being able to adapt and shift and see the opportunity where other people might see an obstacle.
And it makes me wonder that this whole idea of embracing uncertainty, it's not just for startups, right?
Right.
Like, could bigger companies, could more established businesses benefit from this too?
I think so, especially in the world we live in right now, where things are changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
Where businesses are being disrupted constantly. Mm-hmm. Technology is changing. Consumer behavior is changing.
Right.
The idea of clinging to, like, this is our five-year plan and we're sticking to it. That can be a recipe for disaster.
So it's not about throwing planning out the window entirely. It's about being flexible.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It's about planning, but also acknowledging that those plans might need to change.
Right.
And being willing to learn and adjust as you go.
Yeah. It's almost like baking something. You can follow a recipe.
Right.
But you might need to adjust it based on your oven or the humidity or.
Right. You got to make it your own.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to respond to the environment that you're in.
So for these bigger companies, are we talking about like setting up these internal innovation labs?
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Okay.
Give people the space to experiment.
Yeah.
And to try things and even fail.
Yeah.
Because you learn so much from those experiments that don't quite work out the way you planned.
It's almost like giving their employees a taste of that entrepreneurial spirit.
Exactly.
Challenging the status quo.
Exactly.
And I think what's really interesting is that these ideas, they go beyond just business.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Think about all those organizations that are tackling these really complex social challenges.
Right.
Things like poverty. Things like environmental sustainability.
Right, these huge.
Access to education. Like, these are not easy problems to solve.
Right.
And the path forward is often really unclear.
Yeah.
And effectuation gives you a framework for action.
Okay.
Even when things feel really uncertain.
So it's this idea that you don't have to wait for someone else to solve the problem.
Exactly.
Or for someone to give you permission or to tell you what to do.
You can start today with the resources that you have and the people that you know.
It's about focusing on what you can control.
Yes.
And taking those small steps.
Absolutely.
This has been such an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
As we kind of wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
is there one key takeaway that you would want our listeners to walk away with?
I think if there's one thing for folks to remember, it's that we live in a world that often feels really chaotic.
Yeah, it does.
And unpredictable.
It really does.
But clinging to those rigid plans,
okay,
can actually make us more vulnerable.
Really?
It's counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Because we think, oh, I have a plan. I feel secure.
Right. It feels safe.
But actually, it's the ability to be flexible and adapt.
Yeah.
And be open to those unexpected opportunities.
To pivot when you need to.
Exactly. Because the world's going to throw you curveballs.
Always.
You know? But it's how you respond to those curveballs that really matters.
So it's about looking at those curveballs as opportunities.
Exactly.
For creativity, for innovation.
Right. It's not a setback. It's like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
What can I do with this?
Where can I go from here?
I love that.
Don't be afraid to start small.
Right.
Because you never know where that path might lead you.
Yeah. Amazing. Any last words for our listeners today?
Yeah. I would just say, what are those birds in hand that you've got?
Yeah.
What skills, what resources, what passions do you have that you can use to start shaping your own future?
I love that. So to our listeners, we ask, what opportunities can you create?
Yes.
Even amidst all of this uncertainty.
Don't wait for the perfect moment.
Yeah.
Don't wait for the perfect plan.
Yeah. Start.
Start where you are with what you have.
Amazing. Well, on that note of possibility.
Yes.
Of embracing the unknown.
Yes.
We'll wrap up this deep dive.
Awesome.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep building something amazing.
Sounds great.